Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. It is good to be together again today after the weekend. This is the final week of the month of October. Friday is November 1st. And so I want to remind you and encourage you again to write to me this month and get the free book, Finding Peace, God's Promise of a Life Free from Regret, Anxiety, and Fear by Dr. Charles Stanley. All you need to do to get this is write to me and tell me you listen. If you want to add a prayer request and a topic you would like me to cover on Definition in the future, that will be great. But again, all you have to do is write a short note to say you listen. Just send your email to mark@godisministry.org or your letter to Pastor Mark Swallow, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. And these addresses are repeated at the end of every broadcast, so please stay tuned to hear them again. Several of your fellow listeners have written already, and all of them have received the book. Many have asked for prayer, and I am praying diligently, faithfully. God will hear our prayers, and so we share our burdens with one another. We pray to him, and he answers us. If you'll share your burden with me, I will pray for you and or someone you know who requires prayer. I mean it. I am sincere about this. Send me a prayer request, and I will lift that to the very throne of God through Christ, who always lives to make intercession for us. The Bible says that, you know. Jesus prays for his people always. Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 25. Christ always lives to make intercession for them. So as Christ prays for us, let us pray for one another. And right now, let us get back to the word from the Bible, which we have under our microscope last week and again this week. It is the word conflict, and specifically we're learning about how to handle conflict in families. Thus far, we have gained much insight about the conflict in the book of Genesis chapter 13 between Abram and his nephew Lot. Towards the end of last week, on Thursday and Friday, we drew two lessons of how Abram handled the conflict that will be very helpful to us in navigating our own familial conflicts. The first lesson was that Abraham took the initiative to resolve the conflict. And second, he only did that after he correctly identified the reason for the conflict. I said that we should do the same. As we prepare to proactively resolve the conflict, we should be able to correctly identify what the real issue is, what the underlying problem is, the reason that there is strife between us and another family member, or members, plural. Tomorrow we are going to move on to another helpful tool we can use to remove conflict between family members. Abram has more to teach us. But as we get going in a new week, I want to acknowledge that identifying the true underlying reasons for hard feelings in families is not always an easy thing to do. You know what you might find helpful? Find someone trustworthy and wise who is not in your family, a non-family member. Pick someone who does not even know your relatives and talk with them openly and frankly about what you are facing. Ask their advice. A good friend, a wise counselor, can help you to think about reasons that your family is in conflict. He or she will do this primarily by asking you good, thought-provoking questions. This will be a good way to correctly identify what is wrong. Try this. And then join me tomorrow for another edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others. And be sure and join me for the next one.